It's a rather gloomy Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We're dodging a few raindrops in spots as well. It's not quite as stormy as it was yesterday when we had that rather widespread rain across the area. This afternoon, the showers are rather small in size, so you're running into a few raindrops every so often, but it's not raining the entire rest of the day. Temperatures are running a bit on the cool side for this time of year, but what you're noticing more is the mugginess is starting to come back. Dew point temperatures have moved above that 60 degree mark, which is kind of that magic number. When the dew points go above 60, the humidity becomes noticeable. And as the dew points climb through the 60s, the mugginess level will increase as well. So you notice more mugginess in our air as we go into tonight. And that means it won't be quite as cool as the past few nights. Temperatures tonight will be generally in the 60s. With the potential for a few spots well to the south of Albany of holding near that 70-degree mark. We'll keep the clouds around for the night. There may be a shower or two at times, and some areas of fog are likely to form as the night moves along. And then moving into the day tomorrow, we're still looking for a good amount of cloudiness. I'm hopeful that we'll see at least a little bit of sunshine. The area most likely to see that sunshine will be across the north, so northern New York, northern Vermont. Those spots have the best chance to see some sunshine tomorrow, but even in the capital region, we should hopefully see at least a little bit of blue sky at times. Now, I can't rule out a passing shower or storm as we go through the day tomorrow, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain the entire day, but you may want to have that umbrella anyway. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the 70s, probably the low to mid-70s for most of us. We'll keep it similar on Thursday. Clouds, some sun, chance for a couple of showers. Temperatures, again, will be largely in the 70s, and even on Friday, still a lot of clouds, some sunshine at times. Temperature should be mainly in the 70s. Hurricane Florence continues to threaten the southeastern United States. The storm is likely to make landfall in the Carolinas with plenty of wind and storm surge. The other major concern with Florence is that the storm is going to put on the brakes as it works toward the end of the week, and that means that flash flooding is going to be possible from the Carolinas into Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and the Delmarva Peninsula. The storm is going to basically hold to our south at least through the end of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, some areas of fog, and a low around 60. Tomorrow, clouds, maybe some sun, chance for a passing shower with highs in the low to mid 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, some areas of fog with a low around 60. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and some sun, chance for a passing shower or storm with highs in the low to mid 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a passing shower, some areas of fog, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms and highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, some areas of fog, low of 60 to 65. Clouds, some sun tomorrow, chance for a passing shower or storm with highs in the low to mid 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers and storms with highs in the 70s, and on Friday, variably cloudy with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.